Chapter Num 7, Core Slug, Claude Tool Use from Zero, Title, Creative Connectors, Date 2026-430, Author Koenig Editorial Team, Agent Drafted by 1F8E653D UE84F2A159E841OB86, Ticket KOE 10, Vendor Tag Anthropic, Content Type Article, Learning Objectives, Install and Verify the Blender MCP Connector. Execute Python inside a live Blender session via Claude Tool Use. Coordinate multi-tool Adobe for Creativity Pipelines, Library Search, Photoshop Edit Export. Design resilient tool use systems with provider-agnostic fallbacks. Prerequisites Chapters 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Duration min, 50, what's new, added full walkthroughs for Blender, Python API, and Adobe for Creativity Connectors. Added resilient sidebar following the April 2026 Claude outage. Updated structure to V3.1b standards. Status published. Published at 2060430, approved by var97@gmail.com. Approval ID 68FB925-94348782D3, CA7BF69IN10. Sources. https://dubanthropy.com/news/new/claude-for-creative-work context protocol model context protocol diora.githubusercon.com blender/blender/main/docs/python-api/rst/info-overview.rst. News.ycombinator.com equals 4795-895. status.claude.com/indents2gf1jpt350. it.news.icombinator.com id equals 4795272. How to use Claude's creative connectors for Blender and Adobe for creativity. The creative connectors are a suite of 9 integrations launched by Anthropic on April 28, 2026 that enable the Model Context Protocol, MCP, to control professional creative software directly via Claude. This launch marks a strategic shift for MCP. Instead of targeting enterprise SaaS like Salesforce or Jira first, Claude has moved into the creative beachhead, tools like Blender, Adobe for Creativity, and Ableton. Key facts, 9 initial connectors. The launch includes Blender, Adobe for Creativity, Ableton Live, Affinity by Canva, Autodesk Fusion, SketchUp, Resolume Arena, Resolume Wire, and Splice. Live scene execution. Unlike static file parsing, connectors like Blender allow Claude to execute code via against the live scene state. Local first architecture. The connectors run as local MCP servers, meaning your creative assets stay on your machine while Claude only sends and receives structured commands. Free and paid tiers. While many features, like Adobe Express, are available on free plans, advanced API access for tools like Photoshop typically requires a paid subscription. Why Anthropic chose creative apps first? Most AI providers chase enterprise CRM and ERP integrations. Anthropic's pivot to creative tools is non-obvious but brilliant for 3 reasons. High syntax barrier. Writing Blender Python or ExtendScript Adobe is notoriously difficult for humans but easy for LLMs. This creates an immediate aha moment that checking a Jira ticket doesn't. Low risk, high visibility. A bug in a generative 3D script is a creative glitch. A bug in a Salesforce integration is a business catastrophe. Creative tools provide a safe sandbox to stress test MCP in production. Synthesizing the pipeline. Creative work is rarely done in one app. By winning the bridge between Blender and Photoshop, Anthropic positions Claude as the OS for the creative studio, not just another chatbox. This signals that Anthropic view MCP as a distribution play. By becoming the default way humans interact with complex, fragmented software suites, they bypass the need for every software vendor to build their own AI UI. For a primer on the protocol itself, see Course, MCP from First Principles to Production, through 1, Why MCP Exists. Walkthrough, Controlling Blender via MCP. The Blender connector is the most technically transparent of Anthropic's 9 creative integrations. Unlike connectors that wrap proprietary APIs, the exposes Blender's native Python API directly to Claude. That means every technique Claude uses here is a real pattern you can learn, copy, and extend. How the connection works. Before touching any code, it helps to have a mental model of the data flow. The MCP server runs locally alongside Blender. Claude never touches your file system directly. It sends A with Python code, the server executes it inside Blender's interpreter, and returns the result. This means Claude is working against the live scene state, not a static file. Callout TypeCP Primer. The Model Context Protocol is an open standard. The protocol specification itself and its official SDKs are primarily licensed under Apache License 2.0, with older contributions retaining the MIT license. It lets AI models call tools with structured inputs and typed outputs. The Blender server implements the MCP tool interface, so Claude treats Blender exactly like any other tool in a multi-tool flow. Full spec at. Step 1. Install the Blender MCP connector. Open Claude.ai, Settings, Connectors Browse. Search for Blender and click Enable. The connector guide will prompt you to install the companion server package. Start Blender 4.x, then start the MCP server from your terminal. You should see, back in Claude.ai, click Test Connection. A green checkmark confirms Claude can reach the server. Callout type warning. Blender version. The connector requires Blender 4.0 or later. Blender 3.x uses a different Python version that is incompatible with. Run to check. Step 2. Your first tool use call. Query the scene. The safest first call is read-only. Ask Claude to describe what's currently in the scene. Run prompt cell model Claude Sonnet-4.6. Tools. Prompt. Using the Blender connector, tell me how many objects are in the current scene and list their names and types. Expected output. Python import bpyobjects.name ob.type for object context.scene.objects, print object count objects for name type in objects, printf name type. Notice the pad wrote Python, the MCP server ran it inside Blender, and the std out came back as the tool result. Knowledge check questions X. Question, when Claude calls the Blender MCP tool, where does the Python code actually execute? Answers, in Claude's cloud infrastructure, in a sandbox Docker container on your machine, inside Blender's Python interpreter, against the live scene, in a local Python virtual env separate from Blender. Correct explanation. The MCP server is a bridge. It receives the code string from Claude and passes it to Blender's embedded Python interpreter via. Step 3. Generate a procedural wave scene. Now for the main event. Give Claude a creative brief and let it author the full script. Run prompt cell model Claude Sonnet-Forge 6. Prompt. I want to create a generative wave pattern in Blender. a 10x10 grid of cubes where each cube's Z-scale is determined by a sine wave based on its distance from the center. Clear the scene first, keep the camera in light, then build the grid. Name the collection WaveGrid. Expected output, Python port BPY, import math, clear existing meshes, keep camera in light, bpy.obs.object.selectAllect. For obj.bpy.context.scene.objects, if object type equal mesh, obj.selectSetTrue, bpy.object.delete. Create collection wave calls with bpy.data.collections.new wave grid, bpy.context.scene.collection.children link, grid equals 10, spacing 1.5, max height equals 2.0. For row and range grid, for call and range equal call nash grid slash 2, spacing y equals row bash grid 2, spacing dist equals math x dot 2 plus y 2. Z scale equals 0.2, plus max height time 0.5 plus sin dist 0, bpy.ops.mesh.primitive cube add, size equal 1.0, location equals x, y 0, obj.context.active object, obj.name f wave cube row call, obj.scale.zwave call to objects link obj, bpy.context.scene.collection.object.unlink obj. Print wave grid built, grid cubes and collection wave grid. Walkthrough. Multi-tool pipelines with Adobe for Creativity. Adobe for Creativity is the broadest integration in Anthropic's Creative Connector lineup, a broad collection of tools across photo editing, video production, vector illustration, web design, and stock media. Unlike the Blender connector, the Adobe for Creativity connector wraps a collection of heterogeneous application APIs under one MCP interface. What requires a paid plan flow, minimum plan, Adobe for Creativity, libraries, asset management, read-write, Adobe for Creativity, individual, Photoshop, Lightroom, Illustrator, smart APIs, Adobe for Creativity individual, Adobe Express Design Generation plus Export, Adobe Express Free Tier, Adobe Firefly Image Generation via API, Free Trial Credits, Multi-Tool Flow, Locate Edit Export. Each step here is a separate tool call. Claude sequences them automatically based on context. Run prompt cell model Claude-Sonnet-4-6 tools, Adobe Creative Cloud. Prompt find hero-banner.png in my Adobe for Creativity libraries, apply a 2px Gaussian blur in Photoshop, use a smart object, and export it as a web-optimized JPEG. Expected output, knowledge check questions, a question. Why convert to a smart object before applying a filter? Answers. It's required by the API, it's non-destructive, allowing later adjustments, it makes the export faster, it reduces memory usage. Correct. 1. Explanation. Smart objects preserve the original pixel data, making the filter a re-editable effect. Question. Which Adobe app allows design generation and export on the free tier? Answers. Photoshop, Lightroom, B Express, Premiere Pro. 2. Explanation. Adobe Express offers a permanent free tier that includes design generation and export via the MCP connector. Exploring the other creative connectors. While Blender and Adobe for Creativity are the flagship integrations, Anthropic launched a total of 9 connectors targeting different creative domains. Ableton Live, automating the manual, the Ableton connector focuses on documentation and session management. It allows Claude to read session metadata, track names, clips, device chains, and automate manual tasks like renaming 100 plus stems or generating track notes from the actual MIDI audio data. Pattern, read session, analyze MIDI, generate documentation labels. Key benefit, eliminates the janitorial work of professional music production. Affinity by Canva, automating production. The Affinity connector brings Model Context Protocol to professional design apps like Affinity Designer, Photo, and Publisher. Unlike the general Adobe for Creativity connector, the Affinity integration focuses on deep layer manipulation and batch processing. Pattern, select layers, apply batch adjustment, export to Canva. Key benefit, automates the final 10% of production work, such as renaming hundreds of layers or adjusting export settings across a multi-page document. Autodesk Fusion and SketchUp, CAD for agents. For industrial designers and architects, the Fusion and SketchUp connectors provide a bridge to 3D modeling. Like Blender, these connectors often surface a Python-like command interface, allowing Claude to build complex geometric structures from mathematical descriptions. Resolume and Splice, performance and samples. Resolume enables live visual performance automation. Claude can trigger clips or adjust effects based on a real-time event log, e.g., change the visual intensity when the BPM exceeds 140. Splice allows Claude to search your local and cloud sample libraries. Find me all 120 BPM techno kicks with a high transient becomes a tool call instead of a 10-minute manual scroll. Which connector should you use? Domain, tool, integration depth, best for. 3D, VFX, Blender, API, Generative Scenes, Proceduralism, Design, Adobe for Creativity, Medium Multi-App, Pipelines, Batch Editing, Library Management, Design, Affinity by Canva, Medium Layer API, Vector Raster Design, Precision Illustration, Autodesk Fusion, High, Precision Modeling, Architecture, SketchUp, Medium, Architectural Modeling, Space Planning, Audio, Ableton Live, Medium Metadata, Stem Management, Documentation, Splice, Medium, Asset Discovery, Resolume Arena, Medium, Clip API, Live VJ Performance, Clip Triggering, Live Visual, Resolume Wire, Medium Patch API, Generative, Real-Time Visuals, Effect Patching. Sidebar, design for resilience from day one. Building for resilience requires understanding the course, picking a frontier model 2026 Q2/01 dimensions that matter that ensure your pipeline stays live during provider volatility. Two incidents in the same week. On April 30th UTC 2026, Claude.ai experienced a full availability outage. The same week, a billing routing bug in Claude code, the Hermes.md incident, highlighted the risks of single provider dependency. Lesson. Claude is an excellent first-choice model, but no single provider has 100% uptime. If your tool use pipeline depends entirely on one provider, one outage takes your whole workflow offline. The failover pattern, route your tool use calls through a provider-agnostic fallback chain. The Vercel AI SDK has no built-in option. Fallback must be implemented explicitly, either at the gateway layer, OpenRouter's route configuration, or in your own code. When Claude is unavailable, the loop retries on the next provider. Your tool definitions work unchanged across providers because they are MCP standard. For server hardening tips, see course production-agent SDK MCP-connector, production deploy observability. Knowledge check questions. Question: what is the primary benefit of using a gateway like OpenRouter for creative MCP pipelines? Answers: it makes tool calls faster. It provides automatic failover to secondary providers if Claude is down. It eliminates the need for an Adobe subscription. It converts Python to JavaScript automatically. Correct. One, explanation. Gateways allow you to define fallback models so your production pipeline stays live even during single provider outages. Hands-on exercise goal: build a product launch kit using the Adobe for Creativity connector. Find the three most recently added assets in your Adobe for Creativity libraries. For each image, export a half-size JPEG at 75% quality. Save all exports to a new library named. Return a summary table of the file size reductions. Ship your creative pipeline. Identify, connect, and automate. The creative connectors represent more than just new features. They are a blueprint for agentic tool use. Instead of just observing your scene state, use Claude to actively generate, animate, and export assets. By using consistent naming conventions like across your tool calls, you build cumulative context that allows Claude to target specific objects and layers precisely. Finally, remember to prioritize resilience by routing your MCP pipelines through gateways like OpenRouter to maintain uptime during provider outages. By mastering these nine connectors, you move from simple prompt engineering to architecting a fully automated, cross-platform digital production pipeline.